In 2 Samuel and chapter 13, we read of David's inadequate response towards evil. The failure of Eli and of Samuel was the failure of David too. They all had let their children do what they wanted to do. There was insufficient discipline and correction, nor was there any advice or guidance in sexual matters. Some things are difficult to deal with, but we must bite the bullet. One of the workings of the Holy Spirit in our lives is self-control. If we allow our emotions to take control of our minds, then our minds are controlling our bodies and we will become weak people. We become powerless to deal with inner thoughts. The power of God's peace must be the umpire of the raging in our hearts. In Colossians 3, it says, "Let Christ's peace control you. God has called you into this peace by bringing you into one body." Amnon, David's son, never sought to control his lust, and it controlled him. Having failed to guide and help his children, David then compounded the problem. He never sanctioned Amnon for his evil deed, though Tamar suggested the possibility of marriage. Temptation increases the value we place on ourselves, and it makes us look down and despise the harm it will do to others. Jezebel said to Ahab, "You're the king. You can have the vineyard." Jonadab, Amnon's cousin, said, "You're the king's son. Don't let anything keep you back from getting what you want." Power and position do not give us the right to do something. It seemed that these cousins were used to having their way with women. There was one young woman that was out of their reach. There were two things that destroyed Amnon. One, his lack of self-control, and two, his choice of companions. After the rape, his self-seeking became self-loathing. He had harmed not only Tamar, but himself too. Paul gave advice on thought control to the Philippians. We know about it well. "Finally, beloved," he said, "whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of these praise, think about these things." We must get looking at the good things and the good folks in our lives. We must not let our passions, be they sex, greed, jealousy, anger or bitterness, captivate our thoughts. In David's life, his companions and friends helped make him what he was. In Amnon's life, his relationships destroyed him. It is often suggested that rape is an act to prove that one person has power over another. This might be occasionally so in some cases, but in most situations, it is the lust of a person that has gone wild and uncontrollable. And some men have far stronger sexual desires than others, so they have all the more reason to seek to control themselves. So there was no deeper or ulterior motive in Amnon's evil deed other than that he was out of control and desperate to have his own way with Tamar. We must deal with our difficulties. In the Greek version of the Old Testament, it adds more to the 2 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 21. And this is what it says. "When David heard what had happened to Tamar, he was very angry. But Amnon was his oldest son and also his favorite. And David would not do anything to make Amnon unhappy." and the New Revised Standard Version seems to be happy to follow it. David failed to deal with the situation, and we are often guilty of the same practice. If we can avoid a matter, we often will, and it is true that some problems fade away with time. But if there is something that is clearly wrong and can be seen to be wrong, we must deal with it if it is in our power to do so. May the Lord bless you and be with you today. Amen.